CliffCentral.com. Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
I love to be a jittery citizen. We all love to be jittery citizens. Shaboom, shaboom, it's improvised comedy. Shaboom, shaboom, it's gonna be so funny. Shaboom, shaboom, come and laugh with me. Shaboom.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Jittery Citizens. This is the first, the only, 100% unscripted, unrehearsed, improvised comedy show on UnRadio, people. Good morning. Good morning, Jittery team. I'm going to introduce you to everybody. I'm first just going to tell you a little bit about what our show is going to be about and what we're going to do today. So we are the Jittery Citizens, and we are South Africa's premier, if I say so myself, improv comedy troupe, which means we are all very, very good at faking it till we make it, and we are all very good at making things up on the spot. And
I just say how beautiful you're looking this morning.
Thank you so much. This is my radio face. I wore my radio face today.
I bow with my radio face.
This is my radio face, guys. I'm serious.
I was
serious.
Wondering what that was.
Yes. So before I introduce you to the team, we're going to be doing Singprov today. Now, Singprov is a very special art form. It is the art of coming up with musical comedy on the spot. So we have a musical improviser in studio with us today. He is a theatre veteran, music extraordinaire genius. Is that the right title?
You're just trying to tell me this makes me look fat.
Well, kind of. Tony Bentel is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Put
give it up for Tony and
together.
Bentel.
Tony Bentel.
For Tony Bentel. Tones, say hello to us.
Hello, hello.
Hello, great to have you here.
Great to be here.
We can't wait to improvise with you in a little bit. We also have one of our country's top sexiest actors. Is that what you studied at drama, top sexy acting?
Of course I did. You know, this doesn't just come, you know, naturally. It takes a lot of work, 4 years to be exact, you know, of just every day looking in the mirror and working out your looks and, you know, figuring the sexiness out, you know.
Exactly. We have Mpor Osai Tutu, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We have somebody who is relatively new to improv, but still gorgeous and still amazing. Her name is Nadar Hussain.
Nadar,
one funny, amazing chick. We have Megs with a voice like
heaven. Like a doll.
Heaven. Heaven is the right word. We have Megan van Wyk in the house. Megs, welcome, my darling.
Thank you, Claudine.
When our next guest, when she first started singing, I stopped the rehearsal and said, Ariel from The Little Mermaid has entered the rehearsal. Mm. That is what she sounds like. She has pops on her like no other. Please give it up for Claire Taylor. Claire, beautiful. Hey. Hi, my darling. We are joined in studio as well with our beautiful producer, Duncan. He is running the desk because we have no idea. He's waving hello. He doesn't have a mic. But Duncan is going to give us some suggestions as well. So we're going to need you, Dunks. Okay, welcome, everybody. I want us to start off by just talking a little bit. Maybe I can speak to Mpor about this, about improv comedy. What is it and how does it benefit people?
Well, yeah, I can speak of it from my perspective is that it's like gym for me, you know, as an actor.
And you do have good abs.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Thank you. We were. That is why this is a radio show. We don't want to, you know.
Get the ladies going.
You know, we gotta keep it. We gotta keep it all above board and PC. But basically, yeah, it's like gym for me. It's great exercise as an actor, and I think you probably have a better idea of what it's, you know, the benefits it has for the rest of the community, for the audience, as it were. But for me, it's kind of like gym. It's great. It keeps you on your toes as an actor. It keeps you fresh, keeps you interested in what you're doing, because sometimes you can be, you know, bored by what you're doing. And sometimes to keep things fresh, you need to change things up a little bit and think from a different part of your brain.
I also find it really refreshing to actually not have to rely on a script and to know that I can fully trust myself and trust my fellow actors and know that what we come up with together is going to be genius and we don't need a script. It becomes a crutch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, Nada and Megs, you guys can maybe tell us a little bit about SingProv. What is SingProv and how does it differ to improv?
So, SingProv, as it may suggest, as it has the word sing in it, is improv but sung.
Beautiful. That was a wonderful definition.
Wow, so condensed.
Did you find that on Wikipedia? Beautiful.
No.
But Megs, tell us more. Tell us more about improv for layman people who are not actors and not performers and who don't actually know what we're talking about.
Okay, so if you have seen a show such as
Jittery Citizens
at the Joburg Theatre every single month or at a Muse Cafe, you will know that improvised comedy is completely made up on the spot. We don't rehearse. We don't know what's going to happen. Everything happens on stage, on the spot. You have to think everything up. And it's usually with hilarious results. So people should be coming to see improvised comedy.
What I like pointing out to people often is that it's not even about trying to be funny. And that's what has made it such a complex, almost frustrating process for me.
Yeah.
Is finding that space where you're not trying anything and it falls into place itself, and that's how it ends up being funny.
Yeah.
Well, one of the most interesting things, what you're saying is really interesting, and it's really interesting to me because one of the biggest questions we get, or one of the biggest things we deal with when we do corporates, is we deal with how to get corporates to think top of mind consciousness. So how to get corporates to trust their initial ideas and know that their initial impulses are often the most genius, you know? And so what actually happens in improvisation is the part of the brain that lights up when we improvise is the prefrontal cortex. It's the same part of the brain that lights up when we play, when we're silly, or when we meditate. And the part of the brain that actually cools down and switches off is the part that's self-criticism and self-judgment. Mm. So it really is fantastic, a fantastic way of learning to trust in our own abilities, which is awesome. Mm. So I want to get a little bit of background of how everybody here got into improv. What is your background with improv? Is everybody here performers? What's the story?
Yeah, I have been in musical theatre for a couple of years. And as Mpo was saying, improv is just such a fantastic way to work on your craft when you're not actually in a show or not busy with a project. So SingProv is my favorite because I'm a musical baby and I love glitter and jazz hands and everything about musicals. Oh, I love it. So yeah, like I got into improv sort of through the musicals and that, and I'm hooked. I'm hooked.
Amazing. Yay. Amazing. Megs.
Well, I've been a little bit all over the place, but I studied musical theater as well. And I sort of went off on a bit of a tangent because I've done a lot of physical theater, mask work, strange things that don't always, you know, fit into the box that I thought initially I would be doing. And so improv also just naturally just went there for me. So I think what my impulse and my motivation to join improv was just that thing of like, you know, you need to be honing your skills and challenging yourself, you know. And so that is my improv story, my improv life.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
Miss GoPro.
Miss GoPro?
Me.
Nadar's got a GoPro in studio and she's trying to film and speak and sing and work the mic, and she is struggling
with
all.
With me, it was quite an interesting story now, because all my life I'm liking nonsense.
Yes, yes.
So really, I'm loving nonsense. And to be in a space where it is about nonsense, it's feeling very not nonsensical to me. And very nice.
Good. Mr. Bentle, how did you get into improv? Tell us the story.
Been improvising since I was born.
And you're only 38 now. I'm only 38. So.
I really believe it should be a school subject. I think that the most important thing for me about improv is that you can never, ever refuse an offer.
Yeah.
So the word no doesn't come into it.
Mm.
And I think that this is a very important life skill. I really believe that very strongly. So that when you're having to deal with life, it teaches you how to ride the waves rather than swim underneath them, or, you know. And I think it's absolutely vital. I've been in it for a few years. It used to be theatre sports.
Since you were 38?
Since I was 38. Which was,
you're still 38?
1898. And I just think it's absolutely fantastic stuff. The sing-prov is just an offshoot of the improvisation, because there are, as you know, we can do dance-prov. We can do any prov you choose to throw at us.
Before
we could do political prov.
Absolutely. Mm. Before we speak to Mpho about his history, I want to speak to you about some of the formats. That was possibly, so in 2013, in 2010 I went to Chicago to study improv, but I mainly did short form. But when I went back in 2013 and I went to New York, my mind was blown with the potential of improv, the formats that are out there. People aren't actually performing short form improvisation unless you're doing sketch comedy, or unless you're doing Whose Line Is It Anyway, or corporate work. Most of it is actually moved to long form, and long form is when we get one suggestion from the audience and we do a full 45 minute show or a full hour show based on that one suggestion. So it really is like theater made up on the spot, and just the different formats and being able to bring those different formats to South Africa and also create our own long formats is really what Jittery Citizens and I in particular am very passionate about. And Paul, my darling, your history and your background in improv.
Well, it all started in 1981. No, I'm kidding. I mean, for me, it's... I studied drama, like a lot of the people in the group and a lot of people in the troupe. And I think there was always this, from some of us students, graduates, there was this perception that, you know, once you've studied, that's it. You've done your time and now you are a qualified performer and that's it. You never have to study or do anything ever again, you know. You know, I just had an itch, and I always had an itch, even when I was working and I was very busy. I just had this itch to kind of stretch myself a lot more. And I joined a couple of, the Actors Center when it was around. I don't think there was anything improv-based at the Actors Center at the time, but I was then called upon by some comedians. I'm married to a comedian.
Give it up for Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuesday, every Tuesday, 11 o'clock, am I right?
On Cliff Central. On Cliff Central,
sipping tea with Mobale and Tumi. Yeah. Anyway, that's her plug.
By the way.
But basically, yeah, so I joined the troupe with Parker's comedy. And, you know, they used to do a lot of comedy stuff. And it was very intimidating for me because I'm not a comedian, I'm an actor. And, you know, just to find the gag, to keep finding the gag. So I did that for a little bit. I then sort of grew into other groups. There was a group called Causing a Scene that I joined. And at Causing a Scene, that's where I met Claudine. And Claudine was working on some exciting things as well, working on Jittery Citizens. And it just felt like a perfect fit. You know, there was no pressure to be funny. You could do... You could literally do anything really without having to feel under pressure to tell a joke or be funny, which I've always found, you know, extremely daunting. So yeah, that's me.
Well, I mean, just speaking on that, what you're saying is also really interesting to me because, the pressure to be funny. A lot of people think that that's what improv comedy is about.
Mm.
You know, I have to make people laugh, and if anything, it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about how do I become a really good team player and make the team look good? And I guess there's also none of that pressure because there's no such thing as failure. And we are about to see that there is no such thing as failure because we are going to start with our very first game.
Effectively, it would be hearing and not seeing.
Exactly. Okay, Troop, are you ready? We haven't really warmed up, but you're gonna get it. You're gonna warm up.
Of course we have. We've been warming up all morning.
That's what I like. Professional, professional. So we're gonna start off with a little game called Duet. Okay, so this is for two of my players. You guys can decide who is going to play what. And what we're going to do is we're going to sing a love song, but we're going to sing a love song about something totally random. Dunks, I'm going to ask you for the suggestion, my darling. Duncan is our producer, as I said. I am going to ask you what is in your top drawer at home, and you are going to say...
Socks, red socks.
Red socks. Mm, very specific. Red socks. Guys, we are going to sing a love song, a duet about red socks. Mm. Tony Bentle, are you ready?
Can I just test the keyboard?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Beautiful. Whenever you're ready, this is duet.
What style would you
red
like
socks. What style? Let's do something that's quite duetty, so quite slow, lovely, ballady, because that's a love song.
Sally, Sally, you make me feel so cold sometimes, and I don't know why. I feel cold towards you too. Oh, Sally, why do you make me feel so cold? I think it might be that you don't love me anymore, oh Sally.
Robert, there is no such thing as being cold to you. You are my only love. You know this so well. Open your drawer.
Open your drawer.
Take a look inside.
Take a look inside.
Robert, you know those red socks were a present from me. And there to keep you warm.
Sally, I thought I told my domestic to throw those damn socks away in the bin. And now you found them, and I think I'm just going to have to come clean with you. Your choice of gift, Sally, is awful. I don't know why you think I would wear those red socks.
Robert, they're from my heart. How dare you spurn my gift? Throw it away. Robert, I love you.
Then let's just do it naked without the socks.
Okay, throw those damn socks away.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. Just throw them out right now. But maybe just one last time. Won't you wear them just for me?
Just for me.
Okay, just the socks. Fine. I will wear them. I will wear them. I will wear them for
you. It warms my heart.
so beautiful.
I need that CD. I need that CD. We even got claps afterwards.
Yo, guys, calm down. Calm down.
Yeah, thanks.
All these folks.
That was absolutely beautiful. I could have shed a tear. How is that for improv comedy? Dunks, I want to hear your feelings. This is the first time you've experienced it. So what do you think?
Look, it's not what I expected. What I expected, you guys took it and threw it out the park, man. I'm blown away.
Just saying. We got thumbs up from Duncan. We are doing well. Guys, you are amazing. Let's talk a little bit more. Let's speak about what it takes to actually come up with those words on the spot. How do you guys feel about rhyming? What are the challenges when doing Singprov?
Rhyming?
Yeah,
let's start
rhyming.
There. Look, it's one of the things I'm constantly working on. But it's good to know that rhyming isn't like the be-all and end-all of singing, and on Singprov specifically. I think if you focus on the rhyming, I think that can often take you down a dangerous road. And for me, it's always about the story. And if you can rhyme, bonus, man.
Awesome. We have a comment and a feedback. This is our first feedback on the show. Okay. So drum roll, please.
Bring it.
We have Just Me on WeChat says that was brilliant.
No, you brilliant. You brilliant, Just Me.
You are brilliant. So awesome. We're going to do another one. This is a little game I like to call Bartender. So what we need is some sort of moral dilemma. We need a moral dilemma. Should we ask our WeChat peeps, or do you think there's not enough time? Should we ask Duncan? Not enough time, Duncan says. So we're going to ask Duncan. We need a moral dilemma, something to sing about. What is a problem that we have, a moral dilemma?
This could be the moral dilemma. I just come from a club. All the toilets are locked. Do I piss around the corner or not?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. Pissing around the corner. Or not to piss or not to piss. That is what this game is about. Somebody in studio is going to be bartender. Somebody in studio is going to have the moral dilemma. You can play the scene out before, and then it must turn into song at some point. Are you ready for bartender?
Why not?
Absolutely. Yes, cool, Tone. So whenever you're ready, we can start the scene off.
Hey there, pretty lady.
Hi.
I was just wondering if maybe you'd like to come over here and help me sip my Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
I've already had about 8 cans. Taking it hard tonight.
Well, you must have one very full bladder then.
Stop it.
You stop it.
Will you give me a second? In fact, I might need a couple more.
Coca-Colas or seconds?
Both.
Oh. Okay, then.
Here you go, you asked for a Coca-Cola.
Is that my Coca-Cola?
I believe it is.
I'm gonna take a sip and you take a sip over here, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Sip it.
See now? I can't sip that Coca-Cola right now. And I don't know if I can tell you why.
Baby, I think you should.
Well, if I'm telling you the truth, my bladder's so full.
Honey.
My bladder's so full of that Coca-Cola there.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
I'm gonna have to clip on over to the ladies' room, 'cause I need a pee.
I'll come with you, hold your hand so tight. Baby, pee's alright, you feel better. Better, liters and liters.
See, now my problem is that the bathroom is full. I'll go around a corner. Baby, why don't you use this little pot plant I did before? Oh, well. Sit over here, I'll warm it up for you. Here we go now. I'm gonna lift up my skirt.
I'm facing the other way.
I'm gonna squat in the pot plant.
Baby, feeding those lilies. Baby, feeling those succulents.
I'm peeing round the corner.
Feed.
But I don't want no one to see.
Baby, I'll never let them see you. Even I'm working round.
I think I felt a trickle down my leg. Oh, no, it's in my high heel. I peed in my high heel. Oh, damn.
Baby, I carry disc and wipes on me.
You don't.
I do.
Give me that wipe to wipe the pee off the inside of my leg, and we can be friends. Peeing round the corner.
Peeing round the corner. Peeing round the corner. Pee round the corner with me, baby.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about you. That song makes me want to squat. That makes me want to squat.
Where is this club? Is it like in the, 1800s? In the Wild Wild West?
Just Kim Wives.
I want to go to that club.
That is a fantastic
muse.
If Just Kim is listening, they need to turn that into a jingle about peeing around the corner. Wow. Because those wipes are going to sell.
They're going to help you.
They are going to sell. Okay, ladies, let's talk about that song. Beautiful song, wonderfully improvised. What is going through your mind when you are improvising, and can anybody do it?
Panic.
Is it really panic?
No, I think I'm still new to this, so I think a lot of panic in the beginning, because I think it's harder than people think.
Yeah.
You're coming up with stuff on the spot, and I suppose the pressure to rhyme as well, like in a song, but as I said earlier, you don't have to rhyme. So I think as soon as you get out of your own head, like you were talking about, that beautiful space in your head that play comes from, as soon as you get out of your head and stop thinking about it and stop panicking, I think then it comes. But I think, especially being quite new to it, a lot of panic in the beginning.
A lot of panic. Yeah.
I think, excuse me, I always want to judge myself. Yeah, that makes it easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I knew the things that weren't working. Now and then I almost couldn't hear the tune. And I mean, Tony's such a legend. I could do the most unpredictable things and he'd be right there. But at the same time, it's knowing what's not working, but then just discarding that and really putting full faith in what is working.
Yes.
Again, faking it even, you know, sound confident even if you're not sure what's going on.
I feel also that the magic of improv is that because you are making everything up on the spot, you don't actually have time to go, oh my God, I'm judging myself.
You don't have time to judge. Absolutely.
You don't have time to panic.
Yeah.
You actually just have to take a breath, step into it, be present, and just respond to the things that are happening.
And be present.
I mean, I think one of the big things, you're not alone. Yeah. There's a whole team around you, like a whole squad, man. So you will never fall. You got support.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's about being present, being in the moment, and trusting. But like for me as well, I am not necessarily a musical connoisseur. I rely on Tony a lot. I know that he is right behind me, supporting me and going to pick me up. Mm. If I go off key or out of tune or whatever, Tony is there. And that really does make it easy for me, because I know then my job is just to worry about rhyming, just to worry about the lyrics, and Tony will be there to pick me up, you know?
Claus, very nice of you to say so, but I have to say that, you know, a lot of people think that they can't sing because they can't sing in tune or they don't have a beautiful voice, but it doesn't work like that at all.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Nida started, I would play something underneath and she would basically talk through.
Yes.
And now she's got complete and utter confidence in her voice and she sings magnificently.
Absolutely. Just Me is listening in traffic and he said, smiling from ear to ear, sitting in traffic. Brilliant. We love you,
yeah,
Just Me.
Just Me.
Thank you. We may actually dedicate a song to Just Me. I think that would be a really good idea. Should we play one more game?
Yes.
We've got time for two more. Let's
two,
see.
Two, three.
Okay, awesome. So what I am thinking now is, should we do a little bit of a serenade?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Should we do a serenade?
To Just Me.
Oh. To just me.
Oh, a serenade to Just Me. Okay, so Just Me, we don't know your name. Can you send us your name, your age?
maybe a little picture. ID number, bank account number.
That would be amazing. Any details about yourself? We want to sing a song that is totally dedicated to you for listening to us. But we'll give you some time to do that. And while we're waiting for you, I just want to hear from our team what shows we are currently doing. And what are the differences in the format for people who don't actually, this is their first exposure to improv ever?
So basically we've got a few different formats at a couple of different venues. We're really experimenting with different vibes and being in nice, free, open energies, spaces where people are mixing in terms of creativity and art and fun times. We have a long form, which you do at Joburg Theatre. If you guys want to speak a bit more about that, there's a Muse Cafe in London, which is then Singprov.
Which is doing mostly
mm-hmm. singing stuff.
And the audience obviously decide what we sing about, which is awesome as well.
Of course.
You know, and I just want to talk about audience interaction in terms of improv. Just because it's so vital, it really does become the audience's show. You know, the audience come up with the suggestions, and although we are coming up with the content, you know, it really is based on what you want to see, which is why it's probably so enjoyable, you know, because we are working off, you know, suggestions that come from you, and it's recognizable. Improv is really recognizable. And the thing with me is improv in this country, there's not a culture yet that exists. Mm. And what we as Jittery Citizens are trying to do is create that culture and create a place in the industry like stand-up comedy has that solidifies improv comedy as a culture, as an art form. Mm. You know, when I think of like awards and awards time, award times and like the theater awards or the comedy awards, we don't really get nominated for anything. And not that it's all about nominations, but what that says to me and what that speaks to me is that there's not really a place for improv in the country yet. People don't see improv as a theater form and they don't see it as stand-up comedy. Mm. You know, so that's what worries me, you know. But I guess we just all have to work together and make sure that there is that space. There is that space. And not only for actors and performers who want to get involved in improv, but corporates and everyday humans who are like, absolutely. They want to discover their inner funny.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. We have our WeChat information from beautiful Just Me.
Wow, yeah.
He says, wow, David Duplessis. He lives in Lone Hill. He's 30. His credit card details are...
what a legend.
And he says his credit card details are useless as he is broke. Lol. I think we should hire him to come on the
show. All the best people are, buddy.
Exactly. David Duplessis, this one is for you. You're living in Lone Hill. You're 30 years old and you're broke. This is Serenade.
Ooh,
David Duplessis. Oh, David. David, you're so broke. I don't mean to poke fun at you, but you are broke. David, have you ever heard of the lotto? The lotto could become your motto in life if you just ta-ta my chance.
Ta-ta my chance.
You could become a millionaire.
Wow.
And then you wouldn't be broke.
David Duplessis.
You know, you come on the floor there, David. He's got a name that sounds like Duplessis. You write it out, but you say it like Duplessis. You say it down and you write it down, Duplessis. But yes, sis, G, what you doing? What you doing in the traffic, man? Come on, man, take my hand, climb out of there, man. Don't say yes. Say no, turn around, let's go. David Duplessis, man.
David Duplessis. Beautiful. Sitting in your car, driving very far from Lone Hill, all the way on the other side of Joburg. Who knows where you're going? Sitting in the traffic.
Where are you going?
Wondering about life.
Who are you? David Duplessis.
David, that was our love song.
My eyes were closed.
That was Natasha's
eyes.
When she got into that, Guys, I wish I was from Lone Hill. That was beautiful.
I wish my surname was Duplessis.
That was beautiful. David from Lone Hill, rolling down the hill in traffic. Guys, awesome. So we now have a better sense of what SingProv is. Let's discuss ways of creating new formats. So how do we go about creating a new format, and what is our process?
Well, I think one of the things you need to do is have a group you can trust, a group of people who are dedicated, who you can meet regularly with, and just to play. I mean, I think the spirit of playing is what, I enjoy the most, and is really what improv is about. There've been films, there've been TV shows that have been built on the concept of improv, so you can, you really, the sky is the limit when it comes to improv. It's not sort of, restricted to whose line is it anyway sort of format, or SingProv, or what we do every week. I think it is about innovating, and you need to come to classes or to your sessions with that in mind, and I think that's a start.
And also, people don't understand that although improv is rehearsed, so we do rehearse, we meet once a week and we come up with new formats and we play new games and we get together and we create, it's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
No two shows are ever the same. Mm. Once you see us live, you can come back week after week after week because you never know. You don't know what's going to happen and neither do we, which is what is really special and unique to the format.
I think the dynamic changes so much depending on who you're playing with.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing. You play with different partners all the time and it can never be the same, as you say.
Absolutely. And also the whole thing is like Jittery Citizens. I should maybe change the name because I can't. Jittery Citizens is a troupe of, we now sitting at about 25 players.
Wow.
Which is a lot. And we have so much talent. I truly, truly believe that we are working with the country's top improvisers, top actors, and top comedians. And every single show has a different dynamic because it's four or five or six players that aren't working, you know, in the same group every single week. Mm-hmm. So there's different personalities and, you know, different ways of performing together, which is really fun and exciting.
I think there's just so many things that just makes it fresh constantly on so many levels. Not only that it's improvised, that there's different formats, there's different venues, there's different players. It's just always fresh.
It is always fresh. It really is always fresh. And we're going to play our last game for today.
Aww.
What?
Just so me sad. Is crying.
David's crying. And we love David. David, we'd actually, let's give David free tickets to our next show.
Woo! Yeah.
David Duplessis from Lone Hill, age 30. We know you are broke. But we would like to sort you out with free tickets to our next show at Joburg Theatre on the 28th of April at 8 p.m. Your tickets will be waiting for you at box office, and we have all your information, including your credit card details, so we know who you are.
How many tickets does the brother get?
He gets two, babes. He can bring with a date.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a date.
You can get a date, you know.
And you may get a date. Yeah.
If he can get a date.
Bring your brother.
Ashim.
If you're lonely in Lone Hill, you can bring a date. Okay, lovers, we're going to end off with such a beautiful game. This game is Scene Ending and I Love You. So we're going to sing a song. Whoever would like to join in can join in. It can turn into a group song. David just responded. Thank you so much. Reached my destination safely, singing out. Have an awesome day. You guys made mine. Aww. We love you.
Everybody just melted.
We melted. Our hearts have melted. So this is our last game for today. It's called Scene Ending and I Love You. What we need from beautiful dunks is an occupation, please. Yeah, give us an occupation.
Let's say construction worker.
Construction worker. Thank you, dunks. That's awesome. We're going to sing / play the scene. It has to end in I Love You and it's got to feature a construction worker. Whenever you're ready, this is it.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, baby.
Hey. Nice legs, man. Nice legs.
Take it off.
I'm gonna stop it. Hello. Hey, Slender. So nice.
Come look at my drill.
Hey, man. You two stop. Stop refuffling, man, and just move the bricks to the concrete, man. Like we were told to do by the foreman.
Oh, sure, man, but that girl, she was going to give me her number.
Hey, man, we were supposed to be working. Do you want the foreman to come here and fire us? Hey, man, we've got a big building to build here. Yes.
Think we are playing. We are not playing.
You think this is a small thing? Oh, what are we?
Oh, yeah. You know, baby, my thing, it is quite thick. It's thick, it's solid, it's heavy. Baby, I'm talking about this brick.
I'm glad you are.
Yeah, I'm talking about this brick.
You know, every day I'm walking past here and I'm getting
all these different men is like whistling and wanting to touch me with their eyes. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying all this here belongs to me. You know what I'm saying? All this here belongs to me. But I watch you watch me in that little hard hat of yours, and I'm just gonna keep right on walking by.
Walk on by.
Hey baby, come on, walk this way.
Walk on by.
Actually, turn around, walk away.
Walk on by.
Oh, come back, now go again.
Walk on by. So well, that the best thing about you is your smell. Oh, oh, when you're working so hard each and every day, I just love the way you smell.
And that's something scientific that's got to do with pheromones and stuff. So
walk on by. Walk on by.
Turn around and come back.
Walk on by. Walk on by.
You know, at the end, you know, I don't want to be rude, man. Well, I just want to tell you, from a place so deep, deeper than any foundation we have ever dug, stronger than any construction we have ever constructed, that basically, you, I love you. I love you, baby.
I am purchasing my own CD. Is that ridiculous? If I purchase my own CD?
Do it.
No.
We should be recording this. It is 9:57. We are perfectly on time. We are going to wrap up. Before we wrap up, let's just speak to the crew. Anything else you want to say about the beautiful world of improv, of singprov, before I tell you about our shows?
It puts life in perspective.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Bentel. If you would like to see Jittery Citizens perform live, baby, first thing you need to do is follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Jittery Citizens. Visit our website for Jittery Citizen at jitterycitizens.com for more about who we are and what we do. Come to our shows. Yeah. We have Armando Mayhem playing on the 28th of April at 8 p.m. at Joburg Theatre. We then have Culture Cafe performance, which is in Maboneng on Fox Street. That will be on the 30th of April, Saturday the 30th of April at 8 p.m. Tickets are available for both of those shows at the Joburg Theatre box office or at the door. Be there. Come support local comedy. Local is lekker. We are the Jittery Citizens. Thank you.
Go and have yourself a braai.
And goodbye.
Jittery, 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 jittery,
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.